Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. That's right, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere, and I mean everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio station including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Sirs will join us from Galaxy Sports. Laura Snoke, a longtime attorney, good friend, will join us. Rich Patterson, my former producer at KX in Portland a mere 40 years ago. And he's been doing great things in Portland. We'll talk to him. Is it raining up there? And of course, we'll play some Barron sports trivia. Big stories in sports, in my opinion, anyways. No shock here. Lloyd Howell, NFL executive director, resigned. Now, he didn't resign. You know, he got pushed out. Why did he get pushed out? Well, 6 months ago, they discovered that the arbiter ruled that, yes, there was collusion among the NFL owners to keep the salaries down. And Lloyd and company did not tell the players. So did you assume he was going to keep his job? I did not. And he's out now. And your thoughts at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Another story that a lot of people aren't talking about, Bruce Pearl, basketball coach at Auburn, is thinking about running for senator in Alabama. Now, you've got to understand that Tuberville, former football coach at Auburn, is now the senator. He's running for governor. So there's going to be an opening. And Bruce Pearl's thinking about running. Now, the problem with that, if you consider it nowadays a problem, he's been caught four times, not one, not two, not three, but four times by the NCAA for lying. Once at his assistant at Iowa, once at Tennessee, and twice at Auburn. So he'd be the perfect senatorial candidate, I figure. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to prove if he can play or not. We'll find out. A lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans I know listening to this show. And Mark Mancini will join us next week, and he'll probably have some thoughts about Aaron. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll talk to the radio producer of the Portland Blazers, Rich Patterson. But right now, I open talking about the National Football League Players Association. Lloyd Howe said he resigned. You know, he was pushed out for the collusion situation as far as the Players Association. Let me ask ex-football player himself, 127-year-old Art Source. Were you shocked that he's no longer the executive director of the Players Association?
Well, I'm shocked that there's not complete transparency in the NFL. That's just amazing to me. You would think that, you know, Roger Goodell making $75 million, the owner's team's worth $5, $10 billion, everything's going in the right direction. Let's spread the money out and give a few guaranteed contracts out. No, I don't think so. Even T.J. Watt, one of the great players in modern-day football, signed an extension this last week for $123 million, and only $100 million of it was guaranteed, which the NFL likes. You know, this whole Deshaun Watson, you know, the situation where he got the $260 million guaranteed, it really did shake up the NFL. And it's really affecting a lot of the second and third round draft picks and their ability to get signed. And we got training camp right around the corner within 2-3 days in most places. The Chargers have already reported. So, Fred, I got to tell you, the NFL needs to come clean. They're making billions hand over fist. We had Lee Steinberg on last week talking about how trying to get money out of the NFL for these older players who have CTE and problems is just like really tough. Yet they don't seem to have any problem, you know, when it comes to taking care of themselves.
Laura, I opened the show also talking about the basketball coach at Auburn, Bruce Pearl. There's going to be an opening as far as the Senate is concerned because Tommy Tuberville is going to run for governor. Tuberville, of course, the former Auburn football coach. Now, Pearl, the former basketball, the basketball coach, has been caught four times by the NCAA, basically for lying as far as recruiting is concerned. Once with Iowa way back when he was an assistant, then at Tennessee about 15 years ago, he got caught lying. And then twice at Auburn, he's been caught lying. I know you're very political, Laura. He's the perfect senatorial candidate, don't you think?
You know, I don't even want to think about the state of our country right now. I mean, it just seems like lying and greed and all the morals that we were taught as kids are just out of the window. I mean, I don't even know really what to say about that. Tommy Tuberville, I mean, isn't he the guy that sort of engineered the January 6th takeover? Yeah. Oh, sorry, the patriotic demonstration.
Yeah.
That we were watching.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you guys a question. Charles Barkley is a Democrat. Could Charles Barkley go up against Bruce Pearl? That would be a fantastic. That would be a fantastic situation, because you know Barkley. I got to tell you, he's a lot more serious than a lot of people think. You know, and I think if you're going to run a guy like Bruce Pearl, who, let's face it, basketball coaches going back to, you know, Jerry Tarkanian would promise you just about anything. And I mean it's to hear that they lie is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, as innocent as I am. I just have to wonder, but I would love to see a matchup like that, something like that with Barkley against Bruce Pearl.
I think Charles,
Laura, what do you think?
Great.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be fun.
It'd be great. Yeah.
I vote for Barkley, but I'm not in Alabama. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Now, Laura's a big Raiders fan, and we haven't talked to her the last few weeks about this, but I've got to put her on the spot. The Chipper is the offensive coordinator with your Raiders. How's he going to screw things up?
I don't know. I'm just excited about the rumor that the Raiders might get Micah Parsons, which would be unbelievable. He's one of my favorite players. I mean, I love that guy. And if he could come to the Raiders, that would be a game changer.
Laura, I got to watch him play. I got to watch him play at Harrisburg High School here. In high school, he kicked field goals. He kicked the 40-yard field goal his senior year. He played defensive end. He played running back. He led them to the state championship. The kid is the most incredible athlete. I mean, he's got speed. He's got power. He's like Lawrence Taylor, except he's a gentleman, you know, and it's just, he's an amazing athlete. What did he do to get upset with Jerry Jones? Because there's something going on there. They have a definite friction.
Yeah, well, I hope that's true, and I hope the rumors are true, and I think that would be really exciting for the Raiders if they could get a player of that caliber. That'd be great.
Are you excited about Aston Jeanty, the running back, as
well?
I am.
Yeah, I'm excited about this season, but I'm excited about every season.
And one of the things you were saying, Fred, one of the things I think the Raiders are going to bring back to you know, the AFC is, I think, to control a guy like Patrick Mahomes and another great quarterback like Herbert for the Chargers, I think you need to control the ball on the ground. And I think that's part of what the makeover with Pete Carroll is going to be with the Raiders. I think you're going to see the Raiders build their offensive line. They've got a good tackle in Colton Miller, the UCLA tackle. I like the Raiders as an upset kind of a team. I think they're 6.5 over under in Las Vegas. I think they have a chance to win 9 or 10 games, maybe get a playoff bid. We'll see. It's going to depend on, you know, the San Diego Chargers. I love when I do that. The LA Chargers and how they do things. But I have a lot of optimism for the Raiders. I'm a Raider fan too.
Okay, let me throw you something off of what you just said about the Chargers. Obviously, Michigan is still being investigated by the NCAA. Harbaugh is now in his second year with the Chargers. Can you separate those two things if you're Jim Harbaugh and not worry about Michigan, not think about Michigan, and just do your job?
Did you see his speech the other day? It was like he was from Mars. I mean, just about, you know, opening day and training camp and being a kid again. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm saying, he is just a big kid that loves football. And I mean, we were talking about transparency and doing the right thing and coaches lying.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When you start stealing the other team's signals, and I mean, and he got out of there. He always, and I hate to say this, but Pete Carroll's been the same way. They always seem to leave right before the bus backs up to get rid of him. But, you know, so I don't know. I just question college football and pro football coaches. But I hope that Chip Kelly gets a chance to prove how really brilliant he is as an offensive coordinator. Because he is an offensive coordinator. He's not a head coach, in my opinion. Like a Norv Turner, and, you know, you go back even further than that, there's been some great offensive coordinators over the years who just were not head football coaches.
Laura, do you think that Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers can separate the two things? One side, he's got to win. The second side, Michigan is going to be hammered eventually by the NCAA, I think, although it's Michigan, so maybe they won't even be touched. But, Laura, what do you think?
I think he has more problems with the Chargers than the fact that he's worried about Michigan. I don't see the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers, they are subject to the San Diego curse, that all teams from San Diego coming to LA seem to be victims of, because they, you know, they should never have come here. That's, you know, I've said that before. They have no fan base here. I've been going to every game that they play here against the Raiders. It is literally three-fourths Raiders, three-quarters Raider fans. I mean, not even close. I mean, they have the cameras have to really try hard to even find Charger fans when they.
And the sad part about that statement, honestly, Laura, is the Raiders feel the same way in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, because it becomes a real big deal for these teams, all the other NFL teams, to come there once every four years, and they turn it into a party. And I mean, you know, it's like I used to go to Charger games where the Steelers would play. And you know, Al Michaels and John Madden would say, boy, are we in Pittsburgh? There's more people rooting for the Steelers than for the Chargers.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how this all works out.
All right. I got about a minute to go in this segment. Am I the only person on earth who can't stand the way the All-Star game ended Wednesday of this week?
You have two other fans. You have two other people other than on this earth that feel.
And it was so awesome of a game, Fred. You know, and I'm just saying, okay, let's go play one inning, and if it doesn't happen there, matter of fact, stick a guy at second base.
Laura, you agree with Art?
I do. And I might even have changed my name, changed my attitude about automatic strikes and balls calling after I forget which game it was I watched with the Dodgers where there were so many bad calls. This umpire called, I can't remember which team they were playing, but he called every ball basically a strike when the opposing pitcher was pitching, and every ball when the Dodger pitcher were pitching, and they were the balls that the Dodger pitcher was pitching were closer than the balls he called strikes on behalf.
And
they used
the Cyclops in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And they got overruled three times positively. The pitchers thought it was a strike, and it barely grazed the zone, but it worked.
We're gonna take a break and play some Barron Sports Trivia. We're all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Rich Patterson, the radio producer for the Portland Trailblazers for 34 years, will be with us. He's never missed a game, believe that or not. You can email us at sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. But now it's time for Laura's favorite segment on this show, Barry Sports Trivia. Are you ready, Laura?
If we can do tennis, I think I'd beat you guys.
I think you would, too. Okay. Not when I was a kid, though, you wouldn't.
Kenny Rosewall, that's my hero.
Pancho Gonzalez, okay. This manager was voted into the Hall of Fame in 2024, so last year. Four other managers on the ballot, but this guy was the only one to make it to the Hall of Fame. Which manager might that have been, Laura Snoke?
Was it the guy from... Cincinnati? I can't remember. I remember reading about it, but I can't remember who it was. So I'll pass the baton to Art.
Art, do you have any idea?
I'm thinking it's either Lou Piniella or Whitey Herzog, but then I just thought of another one, but I think La Russa was already in, and then he came back out and managed again. So I'm going to go with Whitey Herzog.
All right. If I tell you it was Pittsburgh and Detroit among his
Jimmy Leland, the best manager of all time. Yeah.
Jimmy Leland got a hey, by the way, in one of our last shows we talked about Dick Grote, the shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is not in the Hall of Fame. I assumed he was. He's not. Mazeroski, of course, is. Dick Stewart, of course, is not. Don Hoke, of course, is not. But Dick Grote, of course, the All-American at Duke. He's in the College Basketball Hall of Fame, but he's not in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. I think now it's got to go, obviously.
There's got to only be a handful of people who've been in multiple Hall of Fames in different sports, right? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay. All right, Art. This player hit 500 and – see, I can't read my own writing, but it's okay. 500 either 19 home runs or 509 home runs in his Major
League career.
In his major league career, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. He just got closer, but no luck. You get 10 years, so now he's got to go to the old-timers, and he just retired about 5-6 years ago. Hit 500 and, I think, 19 home runs, and who might that have been?
519 home runs, retired very recently. I was thinking it might have been Rafi Palmeiro, but he retired a lot longer than that ago. 5 years. Cabrera.
I'll come back to you with that answer in a few minutes. All right. Robert Redford. Now, Laura, you're a big movie guy, maybe gal. Robert Redford. What was his name in The Natural? I thought it was it wasn't my favorite baseball movie, but it was certainly a good baseball movie. Robert Redford, much younger. What was his name?
I lost all my any capacity for trivia when I went to law school, so I just have no idea. I don't remember his name.
One of the great scenes in movie history, though, when he hits the home run into the lights at the old Buffalo Stadium. And the place breaks loose.
That was a really good movie.
Was his nickname Kid or something like that? Kid Gavilan?
Roy Hobbs.
There you go. And wasn't there an outfielder with one arm that played for the St. Louis Browns whose last name was Hobbs, too?
Oh, yeah, in the mid-40s. In the mid-40s.
Ken Hobbs, I think
Yeah, in the mid-40s. I read something about him. And all right, what was the name of the team he played for, Art? New York what?
Knights?
New York Knights is correct. Laura, you would have gotten that right, would you not have?
Oh, yeah.
They
every day of the week.
I got to give Laura credit.
It's on Sunday.
I got to give Laura credit for that. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. Sportsfred.
Fred, you got me going nuts with this guy with 519 home runs who retired 5 years ago, and he isn't in the Hall of Fame. Can we do a multiple choice?
You're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Oh, okay.
I forgot his name.
Good, then we're going to do it next week. I'm going to ask you the question.
I honestly forgot his name. Folks, Art, at 127 years of age, sometimes takes some additional products to stay up. He gave me some of that stuff, and I didn't take
it. Sounds like you need some more.
I didn't take it this morning. I should have, and I'll take it when I wake up this morning, a few hours from right now. And
this stuff is fun, too.
And to throw some my way, I might be better at this sports trivia.
We're going to get one of these. We're going to get one of these companies like Prevagen or that. They have to do the Barron Sports Trivia segment. I mean, come on.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, the All-Star game dropped 3 million viewers. Art, what was the reasoning for that? Does that matter at all?
I don't know. I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was the first time that I've enjoyed an All-Star game, whether it's the NFL, NBA. I mean, I as a kid and even into my 30s, 40s, and 50s, I absolutely loved the All-Star game, the Midsummer Classic, and I really got a great chance to enjoy myself this year. Seeing the old uniforms from every team, the fact that, the game was, and I love pitching and defense like any great baseball fan, but to see the hitting and the players, I mean, and I got to say, baseball is very lucky right now. They have an infusion of young talent to go with a group of veterans that are great players as well. And what really amazed me, and I was thinking about it, was the highest paid player in the game wasn't even there amongst the 65 guys on both rosters, being Soto from the New York Mets. And I was thinking to myself, why? And you hit it the other night when we were on the show. It might be the fact that he hasn't been hustling.
No, I mean, again, getting the season for sure. I mean, I see a lot of the Mets games that he waited until the ball would hit the fence thinking it was a home run. Well, it wasn't. Sometimes he got stuck at first base and sometimes he got thrown out at second. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the reasons. Laura, between the home run hitting contest of Tuesday this week and the All-Star game of Wednesday, what was your favorite?
You know, I was really happy to see Kershaw pitch. I mean, I don't know if we're going to see him after this year.
I was so happy they got him in, too. It was so cool.
It was so cool. And then I think he struck out two batters. I mean, and then that great catch that kind of saved him from getting that extra base hit. So, yeah, that was the highlight of the game for me. And I thought the low light of the game was how it ended, with that ridiculous home run, whatever you call it. I mean, it's not even baseball. I don't even know what it is. It's just silly.
Art, Joe Torre at 85 was brought back also.
And that was another great moment.
Oh, he's such a class act. You know, and I think because he had such great success, even though not in the beginning as a manager, but when he got to the Yankees and won the multiple titles, I look at Joe Torre and – I just see such a class act. He was a great, great catcher. They moved him to third base when he went to the Cardinals after he left the Braves. And to bring him back to Atlanta, because he was on that original 1965 Atlanta Brave team. He also, managed for Ted Turner, the three stadiums there. He is just, and I got to tell you, Fred, he was my choice to be commissioner. And I know he's the assistant commissioner now. And I wish that Joe Manfred would go to him before making a lot of the changes that he makes, because I know Joe would want to keep the game, the integrity of Major League Baseball, the way it was as America's pastime.
Let me tell you, I've used this before on the show, but for the folks that haven't heard it, my Torre story, not Joe, but his brother, Frank. When I was 8 or 9, my friend Frankie Wiseman was teaching me how to play chess. I'd go over there once or twice a week, and I ended up beating him once in a while. But he's from Milwaukee, and he had a heart problem, and he had to go to the hospital for an operation. So his parents actually wrote to the Milwaukee Braves, and his favorite player was Frank Torrey. Frank Torrey came to the hospital, gave him a couple of gloves. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know, maybe the players nowadays would, maybe Kershaw would, but I'm not sure a lot of the players nowadays would. Art, you're 127, you've been around a long time. What do you think?
I met Frank. Frank was very big with ATO Company, who was Rawlings, back in the beginning in the 60s. And I remember being interviewed by both Frank Torrey and Tito Francona, who was our Terry Francona's dad, who just got his 2000th win in Major League Baseball as a manager. And they ran Rawlings Baseball. And in the day, there were three manufacturers, essentially. There were Rawlings, Wilson, and Spalding. And Spalding was made basically as a glove because Willie Mays used a Spalding glove. And so I asked him, you know, I wanted to get a job with Rawlings. And you know, they had known my dad the whole show. We just don't have any openings. And so that's when I got my job with Mizuno. And Frank got really upset because, you know, Mizuno came in. We had a great glove that was priced lower than the traditional American gloves. And he called me a traitor and he did all these things. And it was amazing because he was such a great guy and yet competitive. But that's that generation. That World War II group of men, they were so competitive, and I mean, they were winners. So I could never say anything bad about him, but I was just kind of bummed because, you know, I just took the opportunity that was presented to me and did the best I could do. And, you know, he just viewed me as an Italian, you know, cheater or whatever.
All right, we're gonna take a break, come back with Rich Patterson and talk about Portland raining, and a lot more straight away right here on Sports Over.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on MyPlan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. So a mere 40 years ago, my ex-girlfriend and myself drove up to Portland, Oregon, and I was starting to work at KX in Portland. And I rented a place in Lake Oswego, which I didn't realize at the time was Beverly Hills up there. It was $400 a month. Never forget it. Had a good time for 6 months in Portland. It rained every day. And the best part of the time was doing the show in the afternoon for KAX. And my producer is Rich Patterson, who's gone on to great things. And Rich, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Fred. Great to talk to you again, my friend. And,
right,
and
so
let's set the record straight. It did not rain every day you were up here that summer.
Well, they didn't count drizzle, but for me, it was raining. I mean, come on. All right. So bottom line, you know, it's sort of exciting that you're on this week, because this week, Dame came back to the Blazers. He's not going to play this year, most likely, because he had the Achilles problem and the blood clot before that. But apparently he signed a $14 million three-year deal with Portland. They're paying $14 million, and Milwaukee's going to pay the other $45 million. And the fans in Portland have to be going nuts over that, how exciting it is for them.
Now, nothing obviously is official as of this moment, but the thing is, I mean, Dame has been posting all over social media. It's a pretty much a done deal. But yes, fans are ecstatic that Dame is going to be coming back to Portland. And when I first heard the news on Thursday afternoon, my thought was, this is typical Dame, that he is choosing loyalty and family over trying to chase a cheap championship ring, which would be tainted. He's not going to do what Karl Malone did, left the beloved Jazz to join the Lakers to try and get that ring. LaMarcus Aldridge, I'm going to be a Blazer for life. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to go and see if I can have a better chance at a ring. Gary Payton's ring that he won with the Heat. He was chasing a ring. It's tainted. He wasn't the Gary Payton anymore, but Dame is putting that aside. He loves Portland. His kids are here. When the Bucks came to town the last 2 years, Dame stayed at his home that he has up here. He took his kids to school the mornings that he was in town. That's what Dame is. He's a loyal guy. He's a family guy. And being able to be around him since 2012, he's just a really good guy. What you see is what you get. Portland fans know that. That's why they are so ecstatic that Dame is coming back.
All right, one more question for Rich Perez for me, then Art and Laura will answer. We'll ask some questions. Since being a producer at KX, Rich has gone on to become the radio producer of all the Portland Blazers games. You have a streak of how many years and how many games of never missing one now? Rich, is it what,
well,
we're talking about? Thousands, right?
I just finished my overall 34th year. I actually worked for the Blazers in the 84-85 season, the year before you came up to Portland, Fred. But then I rejoined the team for the Western Conference Finals in May of 92 and have not, knock on wood, you know, it's still going on, have not missed a game since then. I wrapped up this season with 3,017 consecutive broadcasts.
Wow. Art, you're 127 years of age. You heard that. 3,000 consecutive games. Can you match that, Art Source?
No, but I think Lou Gehrig's a little worried about his record now.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I thought that was a big deal until someone came to me and said, hey, well, you know, Chick Hearn did like 3,300 straight games.
Yeah, Chick
And
Chick
I looked
definitely
it up, and I believe it's 3,300 and 3,366 or something like that. So now my goal is to beat the Chick Hearn record.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you one thing about Chick Hearn. Chick Hearn liked Chick Hearn, and he didn't want anybody else doing basketball in the Los Angeles market. And he was the greatest. I mean, you know, whether you're talking about the slam dunk call or, you know, he was fantastic. He had some great one-liners over the years. I consider him one of the great Lakers. But the question I wanted to ask you, Rich, is having seen all these great years of Portland Trail Blazer basketball, if you put your all-time team together with your coach, and I kind of feel like maybe it'll be Jack Ramsey, but we'll see, what would be your all-time Portland Trail Blazer team?
Oh, wow. Jack Ramsey definitely would be the coach. And I'm going to go back. I've been a fan since year two of the team in 1971. So my guards, I would have to go with Dame and Clyde.
Oh, I love it.
Forwards, Walton in the middle, Maurice Lucas, and fifth spot, that other forward spot is really tough. There's
first four or five guys you can throw in there.
With LA, a lot of fans are sour on him because of the way he left. He was claiming, I'm going to be a Blazer for life, yada, 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 and he went and chased the ring. Who knows what would have happened if LA and Dame would have been able to age together. And there are other guys who, Bobby Gross from that championship team, maybe not a big superstar, but man, he was one of the huge ingredients. Buck Williams. Is another guy. So yeah, there have been a lot of great ones up here. Sidney
Norris Snoke, you're on with Rich Patterson of the radio producer for all the Blazer games. Take it away, Laura.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Laura. I've been a long time Laker fan, so I'm obviously not a Portland fan. But my question to you is, what do you think about the dissing Kobe Bryant in the top 10 of all time basketball players?
Boy, now there are so many different lists that come out. It seems like their Bleacher Report will come out with one this week, and then ESPN and Sporting News, they all come out. But, excuse me, any top 10 list has to have Kobe.
That's my feeling, too.
I saw a list, I think it may have been Bleacher Report, that I just saw yesterday morning, and it had Kawhi Leonard, like, in the top 30 or top 35. For me, that's way too high. There were so many better players than Kawhi Leonard, but maybe championships have something to do with that. I don't know. But yeah, any list that you have top 10, Kobe has to be there. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Rich, let me ask you a question. I was there 40 years ago, and the fandom for the Blazers was unbelievable. But the last time you win anything is 1977. Is the interest still at that same level? Because everywhere you walked when I was there, it was Blazer, Blazer, Blazer. How's it doing now?
Oh, you have a loyal fan base up here. There's no question about that at all. And the excitement, the past 4 years obviously have not been the greatest. The 3 years have not been the greatest with a rebuild trying to happen. But the core is always there. They always fill up Moda Center. In 2019, when the Blazers reached the Western Conference Finals, it was at almost a fever pitch once again. And the thing is now, since those days of 1977, the NBA wasn't really that big of a deal. CBS was tape delaying playoff games
until late night.
And the access and the availability to the NBA these days, I think, make it even more exciting for fans because they don't have to watch a game. They can go on the internet. They can stream. There are so many different ways for them to access their favorite team. I think fandom is even better now overall.
Wow. Art Source, you're on with Rich Patterson.
Yeah, I want to change course here a little bit because I know you're a sports fan as well, Rich. The emergence of the University of Oregon as a power in college football, you know, we can go back to Bilotti. We can go back even further than that, Rich Brooks. They've really done some wonderful things. And in the emergence of the University of Oregon, it goes hand in hand with the participation of Nike. Do you think that that's a problem in the future for college football? And your thoughts on, you know, what you think about the NIL and things of that nature?
Things have changed so much over the years with money in college sports that I don't think it's that big of an issue. Excuse me. And you're talking about the emergence of the Ducks. I, in addition to doing the Trailblazers in the from about 1982 until I think it was 2000, I also produced the radio network for the Oregon State Beavers. And that was a time when college football was horrendous up here. If the Beavers won two games, that was
My old coach Craig Ferdig,
Joe Alvazano, and Dave.
Yeah, my old coach Coach Ferdig was one of the coaches there in the late 70s, early 80s.
And it was so horrible. There was the Civil War game, they always called it, when the Ducks and the Beavers would play the last game of the season. And I remember running this game, and our play-by-play guy for the Beavers, Daryl Lonnie, a good friend of Fred's, calling that game was horrible. It was in the mud. It ended up being 0-0. But the Ducks were horrendous back then. And so seeing them emerge now, and also seeing the Beavers also improve, it's just overall, I'm kind of a, what they call up here, a platypus. I don't root for either one, but it's just great for the state. And Phil Knight, whatever he wants to do with his beloved Ducks, fine with me.
Rich, I got to ask you this question. I thought Bill Walton at UCLA was the best center I've ever seen in my life, and I'll stick to that. You win the championship in 77 with him. I said before, if he hadn't been hurt, he would have been rated in the top 5-10 players in the history of the NBA. He is listed in the top 50. However, he was the world's worst television announcer, color commentator. Everybody misses him as a player, and I couldn't stand him as a TV commentator. But your thoughts about Bill Walton?
Boy, last time I saw Bill Walton was at Bill Shonley's service. Bill Shonley, the original voice of the Trailblazers. And I'd seen Bill a number of times over the years, and we're at the graveside service, and Walton is up there along with a lot of other Blazers. Bill comes up to me and he stares at me and goes, "I know you, don't I?" And I've always been a Bill Walton fan, but as you know, Fred, at UCLA, Coach Wooden wouldn't let the players talk. And so when Bill came to Portland, he could not put three syllables together. It was his stuttering problem was very bad. He worked on that, and you may not like him as a commentator on TV, but stepping aside and being around here when he couldn't even speak, I thought he did an amazing job. No matter what his comments were, he could be outlandish, obviously, but just going as far as he did and putting that work in, fantastic. As a basketball player, second to none. I remember when the Blazers won the coin flip in 74 to get the number one pick. I was, I believe, in seventh grade, and I thought, there's our championship. We're getting Bill Walton. We have a championship. Those first 2 years, iffy, but 77, what a magical year.
Rich, in our last 15 seconds, give me the weather report for next week in Portland. Rain, rain, and more rain?
No, Fred, we have not had rain for about a month. We've been in the 80s and 90s. The next week should be sunny with highs in the low to mid 80s. White, you coming up?
No, not planning to, because
give me a tea time at Bandit Dunes.
All right, Rich Patterson, the radio producer for more than 34 years with the Blazers. Thank you so much for appearing, and thank you again, and we shall talk.
Always a pleasure, Fred. Talk to you soon.
Rich Patterson
awesome.
With us more straight away on Sports.
Sure. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Rich Patterson for making an appearance and, of course, 3,400 consecutive Blazer games on the radio. He's produced them all. Never missed a one. It's hard to believe. You can email us at sportsfredo.com, sportsfredo.com. All right, let's go back to the All-Star game this week in Atlanta. You know, one of the reasons I didn't like the end of the game is this. Everything in baseball would be a record. Records here, records that, and all of this. Okay. Somebody hits three home runs in the thing. Does that count in the records as the all-time home runs in an All-Star game? Now, Art, you're 127 years of age. Should that count as the same thing as hitting it against three different pitchers and, you know, three different years?
That's not even worthy of the old asterisk, in my opinion. But I'll tell you who impressed me in that game. This kid for the A's named Rooker.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got that short stride, compact swing. I mean, he generates some power.
He missed by an inch or two of getting into the finals. You got to remember that. That's a, and then, of course, he is a very powerful guy in the All-Star game, the 3-1 home run. I play them all the time in fantasy. Laura, records. Records are meant to be broken, but they got to be broken legally and ethically and but in the same circumstance. What do you think of records being broken because of the different rules now in the All-Star game?
I agree with Art. I don't even think it deserves an asterisk. It's not a record. It's not a legitimate. I mean, unless they're going to have a new category for the whatever they called it, the home run hit off record or something, it shouldn't be, it should not be weighed against the home runs hit in All-Star games.
Did you know, very quickly, 15 seconds apiece, did you know that they were not going to play extra innings? I did not know that until...
I don't think the announcers knew either.
All right, for Laura, for Art, for Mario, all night long, more of Sports Overnight America.